How did you get interested in geography to begin with?
So when my aunt and uncle, they bought me a globe, and then I started looking through it and learning about geography and all that.
And how old were you when that happened?
Like, I think 2 or 3.
Okay, and you're 11 now?
Yeah, I just turned 11.
Okay, so for 7 or 8 years, you've been studying geography?
Yeah.
On your own?
Mm-hmm. With a little help from my parents.
Just a little help from your parents, okay. Yeah. Well, do you take geography as a subject in school?
There's no geography in our school. Like, there's only social studies, science, math, language, arts, and reading.
Studying geography to come in third place in a national contest seems to me you'd have to know the finest details of maybe every lake, mountain range, salt marsh. Am I right? I mean, is it really fine details about a lot of stuff?
Yes.
Well, tell me about that.
So, like, I have to know the largest cities in every country, like which cities are in which lakes, which cities are in which seas, seeing major railroads connecting major cities, where does railroad start, where do railroads end, cities on major seas, cities on major rivers, cities close to national borders, capitals, country borders, landlocked countries, and all that stuff.
How much time do you devote to this in studying this?
12 to 15 hours a day.
Is this largely just an exercise in memory? You memorize all this stuff?
Well, it's not just memory. It's also like learning everything, like bringing it together and just storing it in your mind and then remembering it.
Okay. Do you know what a mnemonic device is?
I don't know.
A mnemonic device is a trick that people use to help them memorize things. So, and there's these people who can memorize long columns of unrelated numbers, and then they can recite them back. And what they do is they look at the numbers or the things they're trying to memorize, and they create a story in their mind.
Yeah.
And then they just fit things into a story. Does that sound familiar? Is that something that you do or not?
Well, that's what my mom tells me to do, so I sometimes do that.
Okay. Interesting. So tell me about the process that landed you in Washington, D.C. as part of the National Geographic Bee. How many contests did you have to win before you got to Washington?
Well, about 3, but there was also 4 because I had to win the Class Bee and then go to the School Bee and then get in the top 10 of the State Bee and then go to the State Bee and then get in the top 10 of the Nationals and then get in the top 3 of the Nationals.
So how long did that process take? Did that go on for most of a year, maybe?
So, like half a year.
In Washington, D.C., you're representing the state of Georgia.
Yes.
And there are kids from every other state in the country?
Yes.
So you had like 49 other competitors?
54.
Because Washington, D.C. would be 50, right?
51. And then Pacific Territories, Atlantic Territories, Puerto Rico, and Guam.
Are you all the same age?
No. 4th to 8th graders. So I was one of the youngest competitors.
But all the 4th and 8th graders are all in the same contest together?
Yes.
Okay, so you could be competing against kids older than you.
Yes.
So in a contest like that, as you're being asked questions, if you get one wrong answer, are you out?
In the State Bee, that's how it was like. But in the Nationals, they changed it last year. You accumulate points, and whoever has the highest goes into the top 2, and then they compete to win.
So the points are accumulated by correct answers or just tougher questions?
Well, correct answers and tougher questions, because the tougher the question, the more the points.
So you made it to 3rd place in the national contest.
Yes.
So what tripped you up? Was there a question you got wrong?
One I fully couldn't remember. I like kind of knew the answer, but I couldn't remember. So I accidentally said New Georgia Island instead of South Georgia Island, and then I was writing Hainan, and I couldn't complete the whole thing, so it didn't count as a point.
So how did you feel when that happened?
Like, very unhappy and sad.
Are you going to compete next year?
Oh, they won't let me.
Because why?
Because I got in the top 3 already and got a scholarship.
And how much was that?
$10,000.
And you're sad?
Well, I'm not fully sad. I'm happy and sad.
Okay. Yeah, you wanted to win, but Well, $10,000 scholarship to any school you want to go to, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. geography, is it something, even though you can't compete again next year, do you think you'll continue to study it on your own?
Yes, just for fun and learning. And, like, I'm going to Jeopardy now, so geography will also come useful.
Oh, good for you. Now, let me ask you this question. Geography, you're interested in at your age now. Is it something that you can see yourself studying perhaps as you get older, maybe in college?
Yeah, like geography, PH. So I want to get a geography PH when I go to college.
A doctorate, PhD?
Yes.
Wow, and then would you teach?
Well, I don't want to teach, but I want to become a geographer and travel around the world.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. Ricky Epoluri, from Alpharetta,
yes,
represented Georgia in the National Geographic Bee and made it all the way to third place and won a $10,000 scholarship. Ricky, thanks. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be interviewed.